Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salamun alaikum and welcome to this episode of Lantern. On the continuation of Lantern, we have a nice story entitled Noble Quran and Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Like other Imams, alayhim assalam, peace be upon them all, Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, also used to guide people through the Book of Allah. As-Sami ibn Mustaliq was a man from Damascus who used to be a staunch enemy of the Ahlul Bayt, particularly of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. It is related that one day he came to Medina. As he entered the city gate, his eyes fell on Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. As-Sam bin Mustaliq was very disappointed, and the hatred of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib became evident in him. He approached Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and asked, "Are you the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib?" Imam Hussein replied in affirmative. When As-Sam heard this, he began to abuse the Imam Hussein and spoke bad words to him. Imam Hussein calmly looked at him. When he was over, Imam Hussein recited the following verses from the Noble Quran. "Adopt tolerance, enjoin good, and turn away from the ignorant. And if a prompting from Satan instigates you to evil, then seek refuge with Allah. Verily, He is all-hearing, all-knowing. Verily, those who safeguard themselves against evil with full awareness of divine laws, when an evil thought from Satan assails them, they remember Allah. And lo, they see light and their brethren plying them deeper into error, so they do not slacken their efforts." This was in the Holy Quran, chapter 7, verses 999 and 202. Then Imam Hussein said to As-Sam ibn Mustaliq, "You have been misled. We pray for our and your forgiveness from Allah. If you need our help, then we are willing to help. If you need our protection, then we are willing to defend you. And if you need our guidance, then we are willing to guide you." When As-Sam ibn Mustaliq heard this, he was very ashamed of his rude remarks. Imam Hussein continued, "From today onwards, there shall be no blame on you. May Allah forgive you, and He's the most merciful." Then Imam Hussein asked, "Are you from Damascus?" As-Sam said, "Yes." Imam Hussein said, "Whatever remarks you passed is of no importance to me. May Allah protect us both. Without hesitation, present your needs to me. Whatever I offer you, I hope, will remove all misconceptions you have of me." As-Sam bin Mustaliq says, "When I heard this, I felt so ashamed, but could not find any place to hide myself. Moreover, I wished earth would tear apart, and I would fall into it. After this encounter, there is no one on the face of this earth who is more beloved to me than Imam Hussein and his father's Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him."
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from iArab English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain stories and then take the moral lessons and themes out of these stories and talk about them. Well, the story we've just listened to is about treating others good and the significance of good behavior in Islam. Islam teaches that good behavior should be practiced not only in the company of good people, but also in the presence of those who are rude or hostile. This is because the true test of good character is how one responds to difficult situations and challenging people. When faced with rudeness, a Muslim is expected to respond with patience and kindness, avoiding any behavior that may escalate the situation or cause harm to others. Now let's go for a break.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life. Another example of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his patience and good behavior with rude people goes for the people of Quraysh. You know, during the early years of Islam, the Holy Prophet and his followers faced persecution and harassment from the Quraysh tribe in Mecca. Despite this mistreatment, Prophet Muhammad did not respond with violence or hatred. Instead, he continued to preach the message of Islam and to pray for the guidance for his oppressors. Eventually, many of the Quraysh came to see the truth of Islam and embraced the faith. Holy Prophet forgave those who had mistreated him and welcomed them into the Muslim community with open arms. These stories demonstrate the Prophet Muhammad's unwavering commitment to kindness, compassion, and forgiveness, even in the face of hostility and mistreatment. His example serves as the inspiration for Muslims today to follow his path and to respond to others with patience, kindness, respect, regardless of how they may treat us. You know, one last point here for today is the high status of forgiveness. When somebody hurts your body or your feelings, the best way is to forgive him or her. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam cited the following verse from Surah Al-Shura. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولمن صبر وغفر إن ذلك لمن عزم الأمور. But indeed, if any show patience and forgive, that will truly be an exercise of courageous will and resolution in the conduct of affairs. He also cited the following verse. وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ بِهِ وَلَئِنْ صَبَرْتُمْ لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ Surah An-Nahl, verse 126. And if you do catch them out no worse than they catch you out. But if you show patience, that is indeed the best for those who are patient. So we should learn from these verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased best when His servant forgives the bad behavior of others. And definitely such type of patience is of great reward, both in this world and the hereafter. Okay, dear listeners, thank you very much for being with us in this episode of Lantern. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
ثم إن القلوب